Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Ben Griffin. It is with great enthusiasm that I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Sister Danielle, for such a warm welcome. Certainly today is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are being glad in it. On this past Monday, our country celebrated the 4th of July, which represents a time in our nation's history. 245 years ago, in the adoption of the Declaration of Independence, when we experienced a moment of freedom as no longer being subject to the British Empire. History teaches us that when opportunities come to be free, not everyone is ready for it. In Exodus 14, Israel struggled with being free. In 1763, when the Emancipation Proclamation was enacted that all slaves would be free, many of them were neither ready nor prepared for it, and some would not even believe it. Even today, many who are released from the penal system after being locked up for so long, within a few months, reoffend just to go back to prison where they can cope with life as they know it. It is said that this mindset occurs because after being in bondage for so long, people began to believe there is no other way of living. For a moment or so, we want to address experiencing the joy of freedom. And we're going to take a look at Psalms 126. The Bible says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. When they say among the heathens, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams of the south. This psalm has reference to some great and surprising deliverance, people of God, from bondage and distress. As God set them free then, what a joy it would be today for those who are held captive, if only we would help them rejoice in being free. The captivity of Zion, the scripture says. This certainly is a contradiction, because how can Zion be held captive? The place of freedom, joy, and happiness is held captive. But why? She's being punished for her degeneracy. Therefore, God sent Israel into bondage, not to be burned like wood, but to be refined like gold. One of those tragic things is that we can go to work all day and come home to a house of misery. There have been held captive. And we can't wait until the moment comes when we get dressed and go back to work, back to school. Because there we feel free. When we should feel free, at home. Israel was at home in Jerusalem, but because of what transpired there, God removed her from that place that should have been a place of love, peace, and tranquility, and relocated her to a place that showed enough with bondage. But here we find that in this passage, the moment has come. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, it says we were like them that dream. See, when the Lord turned again, the phrase when indicates that God moves when he decides to move. When signifies that God is in control. Nothing happens until God allows it to happen. We find that in Psalms 137 is that it has an addendum to what transpired. Because here we find in 137:1 is that they were free from Babylon, or they went from Zion to Babylon, now they're being made free. You see, God holds some people in a limbo until they demonstrate unto God that they are ready to live right and to do right. Verse 137 says, by the rivers of Babylon, There we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hang our harps upon the willows of midst thereof, for there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they wasted us, required of us mirth, saying, sing us a song of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Well, they had it good in Zion, in Jerusalem, in the city of David, in the city of God. But because of their degeneracy, their sin, their misbehavior, God removed them into a land of bondage. And now they're weeping and moaning and remembering and recalling how good they had it. So they were saying, going back to Psalms 126, they were saying, when we realized our freedom, we were like them that dream. In other words, they were in a state of disbelief. They could not believe that this was real. Their sorrows were gone like a dream. They could not believe they were out, but they were. And many of us cannot believe how far God has brought us. You see, in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, and verse 12 to 14. Well, in verse 2, Paul says, and you have he quickened, who was dead in your trespasses and sin. You see, the Gentiles didn't understand that God gave them a new life, brought them into a place where they could be free. Well, on the other hand, Israel, the Jewish people, didn't realize that they were lost, even while they were in a place of freedom. And so God, through the death of Jesus Christ and with the institution of the church, was able to bring two people into a safe place. One out of Jerusalem, who was lost on the spot, and those who was lost because of the world. So out of Jerusalem, they are brought into the church. And out of the world, they are brought into the church. God has set two people free and brought them together, even though they was arch enemies. And now those which are far away and those which are near are both now free in Jesus Christ. Sometimes we don't know just how lost we are. And sometimes we don't know just how free we are until we lose freedom until we decide to go into bondage. Also, their mouths were filled with joy and laughter because they finally realized that God had freed them. And now they had reason to rejoice and reason to sing. How many times you and I realize that, man, God was with me on this one? There's no doubt about it that you chose to do things that you know you ought not to do, and yet alive and able to now reminisce and talk about it. You know, there's a few things that we need to be conscious of when we talk about experiencing the joy of freedom. One of those things is willfully sinning. Another thing is the fear of death. And another thing is unlawful desires. You see, when we misunderstand how important it is to be free, you know, I'm reminded of an illustration while we're talking about a man who had put a dog on a chain on a dog. And this dog every day would run fast as he can towards the fence until this chain would just grab him and jank him back and then about pop his neck, and he would do it repeatedly until this dog finally realized that as he ran fast as he could and trying to catch someone on the other side of the fence, that he get yanked back time and time again. So the dog became a little wise, and he would run just fast enough, and he would know how many steps it took now before this chain would just choke him. And he would stop. And he'd do this every day. So he'll get about a foot from where he knew his chain would grab, and he would stop. He had become trained how far he could go. So after a while, the man took the chain off the dog's neck, and the dog would run and he would stop. The dog no longer had a chain on his neck. The dog was free to go even further. But because he had been in chains for so long, he didn't realize how free he was. So the man no longer had to use a chain on his neck because the dog would stop automatically. That's how it is sometimes when we don't realize how God has freed us. We will have the mentality of being in bondage. See, there are times we willfully sin. Whosoever commits sin is a servant of sin or a slave to sin. Like the dog was a slave to the chain. Because the dog willfully went after people when they shouldn't have done so. Because of the fear of death, we are subject to bondage all our life. We can't live free because we're no longer serving God because we love him, because we're afraid what God would do for to us, like a parent and a child. A child sometimes is only obedient to his parents, not because they love their parents, because they fear what their parents might do because of their disobedience. And because of our unlawful desires, as it was with Paul, so it is with us. That is, we have human weaknesses and fleshly inclinations towards sin, that we no longer can sing the song, as the song goes, would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. See, freedom is painful. It costs, but you can't give up. Freedom is beautiful, and we should rejoice and sing when we realize that God has brought us out of hardship and trouble. So when we realize what Paul's telling us, that we were free in Christ, and there is no need to return to bondage again. Therefore, when God teaches you a lesson, when you believe the gospel, when you repent of your sins, when you confess Christ as Lord, when you are baptized in Christ, then you are free indeed. I hope that this short lesson will remind you and I that we can, even now, enjoy this, experience the joy of freedom. Being free is a great privilege, but it's a privilege that comes with consequences and obedience. If you ever visit the Veterans Administration, on all of their marquees, no matter where you go, the sign says, "For the price of freedom can be viewed here." Many men and women gave their lives in wars gone by so that you and I can be free as citizens of America today. So let us live free in Christ Jesus. Christ paid the price. Christ paid it all. His blood is stained all over the world so we and I can live free from the bondage of sin. May God bless you and may he keep you as our prayer on this day. Merciful God, thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins that we can experience the joy of freedom. He died when we didn't have to. He died for our sins on Calvary's cross. Allow us to live the remainder of our day and the days to come in the Spirit, knowing that we can do what we do without fear of death, without being worried how God feels about it, because we are living a free life in Christ Jesus. May God bless us in your Son Christ's name. Amen.